the Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the most eagerly anticipated of the week. So looking forward to a weekend. Hope you are as well. I got a few show notes coming up for next week, though. Apparently, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from the great state of Wisconsin, as I have been telling you over and over and over again, because that's what I do, as predicted, as prognosticated by yours truly, Ron will announce he's running for re-election, probably on Monday of next week, could be later in the week, but I suspect he'll try to capture the news cycle on Monday. So that's a shocker to absolutely no one, at least no one that pays attention to politics. The only reason to doubt that Ron Johnson was running for re-election is because Ron Johnson made a pledge not to run for re-election. But have you ever noted any, well, I'm not even going to say just Republican politician. They lie about lots of stuff, but all politicians lie about whether or not they intend to term limit themselves at some point in the foreseeable but distant future. So I don't hold that part of the equation so much against Ron. You know, all politicians that don't hold to their word, you know, they're all lacking in credibility. But God, Ron tops hypocrisy each and every day of his life. So we'll talk more in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get your impressions of the big quote unquote breaking news. The fact that he's anticipated to make an announcement is all over the news right now in the great state of Wisconsin. So had to throw that out for your consideration. And a great jobs report, whether or not you realize that the Omicron variant has slowed down the hiring process. Certainly the fact that we had, Christmas in there, that usually slows things down a bit. But I suspect the hiring process steeply increased again at the beginning of the year. No, lots of people hiring for the first quarter. And some were successful at actually hiring people, putting, you know, right job with the right candidate. So I perceive this to be a victory for the United States. And Republicans could claim some credit for that victory, but they'd rather blame Joe Biden for anything that goes wrong. So I don't think you'll hear anyone claiming credit. Maybe Trump. But Joe Biden, my guy, loving Joe more and more all the time. Joe took a little credit today. Remember when the last guy was in the former, the coup leader guy, the insurrection guy, that guy?
The defeated guy, yes.
Yeah, the guy that lost. That guy used to crow about the stock market every time it was up. Well, Joe Biden, how's the stock market doing these days? Evan, play it for the people. President Biden, cut 30, please.
The stock market, the last guy's measure of everything, is about 20% higher than it was when my predecessor was there. It has hit record after record after record on my watch.
Yeah, almost to the point where I'm getting a little concerned. We've got an inflated asset class. We could be, you know, due for a correction. But the entire growth, the recent growth, the last 11 months of growth, the 20% growth, that happened on Joe Biden's watch. He gets to claim credit for that, right, conservatives? Let's keep going. More President Biden. People are quitting jobs because they're confident about the economy. Cut 31. You got that for me? Cut 31.
There's been a lot of press coverage about people quitting their jobs. Well, today's report tells you why. Americans are moving up to better jobs with better pay, with better benefits. That's why they're quitting their jobs.
More from President Joe Biden. Evan, play cut 32. People are also showing confidence in the Fed.
I'm confident the Federal Reserve,
at least Joe is,
will act to achieve their dual goals of full employment at stable prices and make sure the price increases do not become entrenched over a long term.
Now, when the unemployment rate is below 4 on the national level, aren't we already at what economists would perceive to be full employment? Now, I know Sean Hannity will find something in the other metrics, the labor participation rates, and certainly more people have left the workforce. But some people don't feel safe working in a pandemic. And if you can pull off early retirement, more power to you. More from the president. You know, this success, this job success, the 6 million jobs that never happened before, conservatives, not under any president's watch. The 6 million jobs, well, that comes despite Republican obstructionism, cut 33.
I refuse to let them stand in the way of this recovery. And now my focus is on keeping this recovery strong and durable, notwithstanding Republican obstructionism.
Mandelbaum. For you Seinfeld fans, we are doing Friday grievances, 844-967-2789. We'll get there in just a moment. One more from President Joe Biden. The economy. It's the economy.
Now I hear Republicans say today that my talking about this strong record shows that I don't understand. I don't understand. A lot of people are still suffering, they say. Well, they are. Or that I'm not focused on inflation. Malarkey. They want to talk down the recovery because they voted against the legislation that made it happen.
At least the recent legislation. Let's go to the phones. First caller of the day, Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. Hey, Mark. Mark sleeping on a cue, man. When it's your time, when the bell rings, Mark, you got to be ready. Got to get these new affiliate listeners prepared for the fast-moving Devil's Advocates radio show. WAUK, 540 AM. You can hear it across the Milwaukee Metro. But when you call in at 844-967-2789, and it's your turn, you better be ready, man. Life moves pretty fast. Got to keep up. Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We're also going to talk about arguments before the Supreme Court, the topic coronavirus vaccine mandates. And let's just say the conservatives seem skeptical in their arguments. We'll tell you what that could mean for you, for big business, for the Biden administration's efforts to end the pandemic. So join us, 844-96-PARTY. It is a political party every day up here on the Devil's Advocates, especially when you join us and are ready when it's your turn in the queue.